Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English Podcast. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Congratulations from the Emir of Hizb Tahrir, the eminent scholar Atha ibn Khalil Abu Rashta, to the visitors of his pages on the occasion of the blessed month of Ramadan for the year 1447 AH, corresponding to 2026 CE. To the best ummah brought forth for humankind, the Islamic ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored with his obedience. To the honorable da'wah carriers, whom neither commerce nor trade distracts from the remembrance of Allah, the Exalted in Might, the Wise. To the honorable visitors of the page, who are coming to the good that it bears. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. All praise is to Allah, and peace and blessings be on the Messenger of Allah, and upon his family and companions, and those who follow him. I ask the Almighty that he accepts the fasting and qiyam of the Muslims, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us for all our previous sins. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as extracted by Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts during Ramadan with faith and seeking his reward from Allah will have his past sins forgiven. And in another narration from Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." Whoever prays qiyam, voluntary night prayer, during Ramadan with faith and seeking his reward from Allah will have his past sins forgiven. Dear respected brothers and sisters, in the month of Sha'ban of the second year after the Hijrah, Allah Almighty made fasting the month of Ramadan obligatory. It is the month in which Allah revealed the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. Al-Baqarah 185. It is the month in which Allah honored the Ummah with distinct victories and openings. As the great battle of Badr was on the 17th of Ramadan, when the polytheists of Mecca were wholly defeated, then there were other decisive battles in this blessed month, starting with the conquest of Mecca on the 20th of Ramadan in the 8th year after the Hijrah, to the battle of Al-Buwayb, currently near the city of Kufa, which was the Persian Yarmouk, when the Muslims were victorious under the leadership of Al-Muthanna on the 12th of Ramadan of the year 13 AH, then to the opening of Amuriyah led by Al-Mu'tasim on the 17th of Ramadan in the year 223 AH, and to the Battle of Ain Jalut, when the Muslims defeated the Tatars on 25th of Ramadan in the year 658 AH, to other victories in this blessed month. So fasting was coupled with the noble Quran, which cannot be afflicted by falsehood from before it or from behind it. Fasting was coupled with distinct openings and victory. Fasting was coupled with jihad. Fasting was coupled with implementation of Allah's laws. And anyone with clear vision and insight realizes that Allah's laws cannot be separated from one another, whether they are acts of worship or jihad, or transactions or morals and conducts, or crimes and hudud, punishments. For all of these are from the same niche, and whoever contemplates the verses of the noble Quran and the texts of the honorable ahadith finds that this is explicitly clarified. Thus, Islam is an indivisible whole, and the call to it is one to be applied in the state, life, and society. So, whoever separates between the ayat of Allah and the calls for the separation of the deen from life, or the separation of the deen from politics, he has committed a grave sin and a major crime that lead a person to the shame in this world and painful punishment in the hereafter. O Muslims, I remind you of all of this in these days in which the brutal aggression of the Jews against the West Bank, in addition to Gaza, is continuing. Then the aggression of the Jews extended to Lebanon and Syria, where they roam freely in Muslim countries without encountering any real resistance. Instead of the rulers mobilizing the armies of Muslims to fight the Jewish entity, displacing those behind it and liberating the blessed land, instead we see these rulers signing agreement after agreement with it, and even the tyrant Trump gathers them together to humiliate them without any shame before Allah, His Messenger, or the believers. However, O Muslims, the fight against the Jews, their killing, and the removal of their entity must come under the leadership of a Mujahid Khalifa, Rashid, rightly guided Caliph. After this oppressive rule and the agent rulers, the glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will not be delayed. Allah willing, in fulfillment of what Ahmed reported from the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. ثم تكون ملكا جبرية فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة ثم سكت. Then it will be an oppressive rule, so it will be as Allah wills it to be. Then He will raise it when He wishes to raise it. Then it will be a khilafa, caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Then He remained silent. And also in confirmation of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, which was extracted by Muslim, لَتُقَاتِلُنَّ الْيَهُودِ فَلَتَقْتُلَنَّهُمْ. You will fight against the Jews and you will kill them. In conclusion, as we must be diligent of our fast, so Allah may be pleased with us and forgive our previous sins, thus we should also be diligent to work for the resumption of the Islamic way of life with the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, so that we will be among the victors in this life with the implementation of Allah's laws, shaded by the banner of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Rayat al-Uqab, the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, and likewise be the victors in the hereafter, Allah willing, those who seek refuge in His shade on the day when there will be no shade but His shade, so that we may attain victory in both realms. Indeed, it is a great victory. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of Ramadan, 1447 AH, corresponding to February 18, 2026 CE, your brother, Ata bin Khalil Abu Rashda.